Founded in 2009 by Brad Wells, Roomful of Teeth is a vocal ensemble committed to exploring the full potential of the human voice through study with masters from non-classical traditions all over the world. They won a Grammy last year for their self-titled album. They are having a busy week. Roomful of Teeth will be performing at Proctor's in Schenectady, followed by the last leg of an extended residency at Williams College and a visit to the Long Trail School in Dorset, Vermont. They'll perform at Proctor's on the 11th of February and at Williams College on the 13th. So that's tomorrow and then on Friday. Their concert at Proctor's will contain the first Capital Region performance of Partita, I believe, the Pulitzer Prize-winning piece by composer and Roomful of Teeth member Caroline Shaw. At Williams, they'll be premiering a work that was written for them and the Williams Concert Choir. Brad Wells joins us to tell us more. Brad, very nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Do I have that right? It's a Partita?
That's right. Yeah, nice job.
Well, yeah, thank you. occasionally, I try to get the words that I say right. So it's cool. You have this residency, and then you get to go tour. And how's it all going?
It's great. It's actually the residency was spread out over a number of months. I had the group come into Williams in the fall and coach my students, the singers and the choirs, on a number of the techniques, and Bill wrote this piece during that, and then the group is coming back this week to finish it up and put it all together. So that we were able to sort of percolate on some of the vocal techniques through the fall and early winter.
All right, this is what I find fascinating, Brad. So tell me about the percolation. Tell me about what goes into getting that right and putting all the pieces together.
It's a lot of moving parts. It's a constant learning process. I mean, one of the revelations to me with the project has been not only that singers at any level can take on singing styles from vastly different traditions. You know, from Tuva, the center of Asia, singing styles that have probably been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. There's a singing style that we study from northern Canada that we know because of similar singing styles in northern Russia and northern Japan's islands in Japan, that there's a common descendant ancestor from at least 5,000 years ago. So people have been singing some of these ways for many, many years. And the singers I've found who are all really smart, well-trained classical musicians, with some study can pick up on a lot of the aspects of these techniques, and that's sort of step one. And sometimes it's fast. Sometimes they pick up on a sound or a vocal move in a matter of minutes or in hours. Other times it takes months and years. So that's sort of step one that can vary greatly in terms of the time span, the learning curve. But step two is getting composers to listen to what the singers, my singers, or in this case the students, are capable of, and saying, okay, so I like that sound, I'm interested in that sound, and I'll take a little bit of that. It's a little bit of a buffet-style approach to composing. They pick their techniques that interest them, or aspects of techniques, and then they start writing, and we just go from there.
There is very much an emphasis on the history and looking at these traditions, as you mentioned, but I assume also part of the mission is to forward this work as well, to create your own tradition, if you will.
Absolutely. Yep.
And where are we in that, do you think, globally, not just with your group, but as a culture in embracing these traditions, understanding what they were, what they are to us, and forwarding them in some way, shape, or form?
I think there's an exciting transitional time for lots of these traditional singing styles. And I mean, our group is not the first to take interest in traditional musical styles or singing styles and ask questions about, well, how can they be made current musically, and how can some of our best composers make use of them or be inspired by them? You know, but I feel like it's it's the beginning, in a sense, of the new chapter. Some of the, for instance, the Inuit style I mentioned from northern Canada,
right.
That style had almost died out completely until the last decade or so, when a number of people up there started revivifying it and putting it in new context, putting it in a hip-hop context, or putting it in a a weird electronic context. And then that kind of protects it. People say, okay, what's the original? We ask that question, we kind of shield it, and it's now a reference sound. And from there, anything's possible. But mm-hmm. but it's at least a, unlike a piece of art that you can return to and hold and study and turn upside down, music sounds, especially if they're not written down, are they're ineffable. So to catch traditions before they die, honor them as traditions, and then say, and can we be inspired? Yeah, we can be inspired. We can make use of them as well.
Once weird, always weird, or can you de-weird?
I think you can definitely de-weird. I think weird is in the eye of the beholder.
it's not necessarily
a bad question.
And it's not a bad thing, right?
No. But, I'm much more interested in beautiful than I am weird.
And
my beautiful is maybe your weird, but, if we hang out for half an hour and listen to some stuff together... It might cut, some of your weird might become beautiful. Who knows?
Well, I want to hang out for at least a half hour. That sounds fun.
All right.
Brad Wells is the Lyle B. Clay Artist in Residence and Director of Choral Vocal Activities, a lecturer in music at Williams College. He teaches courses in conducting, arranging, and voice science and styles at Williams. He's also founder and director of the Grammy-winning vocal ensemble Roomful of Teeth. They have several performances coming up in our region, Proctor's tomorrow and at Williams College on Friday. For more information, you can go to roomfulofteeth.org, roomfulofteeth.org, or wamc.org/roundtable. Brad Wells, a great pleasure to have you back in the program. Thank you very much for being here. Good
Thanks
luck.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.